This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. According to published reports, a grand jury in Durham, North Carolina, has indicted two members of the Duke University lacrosse team. The case involves a dancer who told police she was sexually assaulted by three team members at a house party last month. NPR's Adam Hochberg has been following the case and joins us now. And Adam, what can you tell us about these reports of indictments?
Well, at this point, Melissa, there's more we don't know about this case than what we do know. We can tell you that the grand jury met today, its regular biweekly meeting, and we know that they issued more than 80 indictments, some of them made public, some of them sealed, and those 80 indictments, not necessarily related to this case. Those indictments involve a variety of crimes that have been allegedly committed by a variety of people in Durham. What we can say for sure is that none of the public indictments involved the Duke lacrosse team, but there were some sealed indictments, some secret indictments, and those are the ones that we're looking at tonight. We have to stress that we have not seen these indictments. They remain sealed, but there is a report from the Associated Press. A source is telling the AP that indeed two lacrosse players have been indicted. Now, the AP is saying its source doesn't know the name of those two players, and it's also not reporting exactly what the two may have been charged with. So, again, there's a lot we don't know, but there are some reports beginning to filter out that suggest that we may have some indictments involving the Duke lacrosse team.
And if this is true, ESPN is reporting this as well, that two Duke players have been indicted. What happens next?
Well, we would expect them to appear at the Durham County Magistrate's Office sometime soon. Either the sheriff's deputies would bring them in, or they may be able to bring themselves there. They would have to be formally booked and charged. And at that point, the indictments would be unsealed. At that point, we would find out, of course, the identities of whoever might have been charged and also see exactly what they've been charged with. So that's where this story moves next, is to the magistrate's office, so that we can find out some details about what happened today.
Adam, this is a case that has really roiled the community, not just at Duke, but in the surrounding area and at the school where the dancer is a student at a neighboring school.
Right. She attends North Carolina Central University, a predominantly African-American college, and there is a lot of talk in Durham about race and class. The players were students at Duke University, an elite, mostly white university. The accuser is a student at North Carolina Central, a much poorer state university. And she is African American. The players are white, and it has perhaps opened some old wounds, some old racial divisions here in a city that likes to think of itself as part of the New South.
NPR's Adam Hochberg, thanks very much.
Thank you.